together, let's rendezvous.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Ja Boogie there from a brand new album called Spiritual Work. Hey, don't forget to check out the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Get the podcast from all the previous shows. The live and the double layers performances is all there. Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us.
Jimmy Ja Boogie is the bassist, singer, and founder of legendary Mad City reggae artist Natty Nation, and Ja Boogie is releasing a new album, Spiritual Work, along with his friend Captain Dave of Dub Foundation on Saturday, March 4th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Ja Boogie is in the studio to tell us about the new album and release show this weekend. Ja Boogie, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome. I love the new music.
Thank you.
It sounds so good.
Thank you so much. Refreshing.
Yeah.
Ja Boogie, you've been jamming the reggae vibe in your band Natty Nation since the mid-90s. Tell us a little background on yourself and about your musical journey.
Well, we started Natty in 95. Had many different members through the years. You know, we had a Jamaican, J-Max.
Oh yeah,
in the band. He passed in 2001. Mm. We had Pete on drums. We had Paulie on drums. We had a Cup of Tea guitar. We had Fuzzy, he's another guitar player. We didn't have a keyboard player yet until Aaron Conkle came along in 2002. And
even Bradley Fish for a small bit.
Actually, I was talking to Johan. And we were talking about that yesterday, actually, how, you know, because we play, what were we talking about? We were talking about Weedstock.
Oh, Weedstock. I remember Weedstock.
Yeah. Like 95, 96, 97, around in there. So we've been around the area for, I don't know, 25, you know, quite a few years. And I always wanted to have a reggae band. We came out of another band called Arawak Ja, myself, Pete, and Steve, Cup of Tea. And then we created Natty in 95, roundabout. And we've been going ever since.
I can't remember, mid-90s or so, a bunch of us went to Weedstock at some farm out in Mount Horeb.
Mm.
It rained all weekend long, and everybody got stuck in the mud.
Yep.
And in order to get out, you had to get on the chain gang to pull people out and wait your turn to get pulled out.
Yep.
It was horrible. That. But the music was fun. And
yep. It was worth the time. Yeah, it was worth the time.
So does it blow you away, Ja, just how long Natty Nation has been around?
Yeah, man.
If you look at amazing. The body of work that you all have,
mm-hmm.
the amount of shows, the amount of crowds, the amount of people dancing in the streets for you, it has to be so humbling.
It is. People knowing the songs. I mean, a lot of studio albums, a lot of live albums, it's a lot of songs. You know, the catalog is big through the years, and a lot of people knew those songs. I mean, there's people that are like of age now that were like, yeah, I was 7 years old when just dating me. I was like, man, I'm old. like my mom used to bring me to the show. I was like seven. Like, what?
Get out of here.
And they're like 30 now, you know? It's like, man, like, yeah, it's incredible.
You know, there's a really rare CD, if you can find it, on Natty Nation. It was from one of the old Bomblastica shows that Natty played way back in the early 2000s, and it was called Boomblastica.
Yes. What was that? 2001? Or was that 2000?
Well, I know it was very early. J-Max was on that
He was
recording.
On that one. Okay, yep. So that was probably 99 in area, 99, 2000.
Yeah, 2000.
Yep.
Wow. Long time ago.
Boomblastica.
Boomblastica. Yes, but well, hey, tell us now, what inspired you to create your create music under your own name?
Well, actually, Kevin Kinsella, I always looked up to him. He was with John Brown's Body, who I met. Mm. They're out of Ithaca, New York, you know, area. And we met them in 97 when we went to New York for the first time. And, like, he branched off probably, like, man, he's been a solo artist for a minute. So I was inspired by him for sure. And just I was inspired by this music that Captain Smooth was these instrumentals that he had, and he had just put them out. What was it, like almost winter of 21 or 22? And I started listening. I was like, hey, I can write something to this, because he was like, oh, I got the instrumentals up. All I need is a singer, some singers. I was like, I can sing on this. I like texted him. He's like, oh yeah, and then I didn't know it was gonna be an album at the time. I just did a couple songs.
Yeah.
I did Miss Music and Raise Up off the album. And then all of a sudden, I just started listening to more of the instrumentals, and they just started talking to me. And I just started creating songs from the instrumentals. I was like, wait a minute. I can do a solo.
Wow.
My first solo record, you know. And I'm surprised it took me this long.
Well, tell us about the new album, Spiritual Works. It's out next Saturday, March 4th, mm-hmm. and downloadable at bandcamp.com.
Right now.
Right now. This is where I got my copy.
Mm-hmm.
As we wow. speak. Mm-hmm. So how many tracks are on the full album?
That's 9 tracks. And we are also a dub album's coming.
Okay.
A whole like dub album of these 9 will be coming soon after.
Wow.
So it's going to be, yeah, a lot of stuff. So that's 9 songs, plus the dubs later.
Is it fun making a dub of your songs? Like you have the original amazing song and then make it a dub.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. That's all Captain Smooth's job. You know, he gets in there and just tinkers around.
He makes it smooth.
Makes it smooth, you know. So yeah, this record, you know, it's close to my heart. You know, I started to just write, you know, songs from the rhythms that I was hearing. That and things started to come to me. You know, I wrote the song Spiritual Work probably summertime, you know, just kind of, you know, get the gardening vibe because I have a garden and I talk about it in the song.
We got to talk tomatoes and peppers.
Yes.
I have a garden.
See? So
I have the big old north side backyard here. Mm-hmm. Half of, maybe 3/4 of it is garden.
Nice.
He does have an amazing garden. I'll tell you.
That's close to my heart as well.
Tell us about Dub Foundation and how maybe this new project is different from Natty Nation.
Well, what makes it different is the horns, number one.
Yeah.
Mm. Full horn section. I've never played in a band with horns like that. I've been playing with all types of music through my life, punk and rock and everything. I've never played with horns.
Is it true?
There, you know.
Is it true once you play with horns, you never go back play without horns?
Not really.
Oh.
Because because both are two different animals. You know, the horns is another form of vocals coming in, you know, or some type of like background vocals or harmonies and stuff like that. So, you know, I must say that's what's different is the horn section.
Mm.
Also, the background singers. I got my daughter. Mm. She's of age now. And this is her first time in the music. And she's with her old man, you know.
So that's awesome.
I got her on the – she's one of my background singers as well as Raquel Alleman. She's very, very talented. And that's what's the difference, the background singing of females and the horns. That's the number one different thing. It's a huge band. That's the other difference.
Raquel has some solo stuff that's out really good. I actually have a couple songs we play every once in a while here in the radio.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So it's just becoming kind of a musical family.
That's awesome.
Of sorts, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I was going to ask how was it working with your daughter on a recording?
It's incredible because I'm just showing her the ropes with this whole thing. It's so new to her. And, you know, in a sense of her doing it. She's been watching me do it forever, of course. But for her to join in. And what's so interesting is that when she sings in a lower tone, she sounds so much like me. That Dave was like, when he was mixing it, he was like, whoa. Like, wait a minute. Like, I can't tell you the difference between you sometimes, other than I know she's on that track and you're on that track. But the way our, you know, voices blend together is pretty amazing. You know, that family vibe. So the apple don't fall far from the tree, as they say. So when she sings in a lower register, she sounds a lot like me.
That's awesome.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, we can't wait for her own music one day. We'll have her right here on Max Inc. Radio.
There you go.
Tell us about your upcoming show at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Saturday, March 4th.
March 4th. Yes. So this is going to be the release party. Raquel's band is going to open for that.
What's the name of that band?
Alleman. Like her last name. Yeah. And it's just going to be, like I said, family situation. So she's going to rock. We got Barris is the singer for the Foundation, Jamaican brother, and he's gonna do a partial set, and then I'm gonna end it off, and then there's DJ Kayla Cush in between.
Ooh.
So it's gonna be great.
Shout out to Kayla.
Yep, big shout out. You know, she was we were on her radio program last weekend. Dave did some live dubs.
Nice.
Yeah, Dave is amazing. He's an amazing musician. And he, you know, he's been doing sound for Natty for many years too. Mm-hmm. So it's like a family, you know, family affair. We've done a lot of stuff together.
That's right. When Natty played here in the Devil's Lair, he was doing sound.
That's right.
You know, Kayla can sing too. She's a great DJ, yes. But she can sing.
See, so we may have to get her to join in on the vocals as well. You know, because I love having those female vocals in there. You can't replace them. You know, they're just their own thing. So when you have them, it's just like it adds so much textures. You know, that's what I love about this record too, is there's so many textures of vocals along with me. It just makes it sound like a choir. The choruses are huge. The way Dave mixed it, and you know, it was probably quite the feat for him, because so much stuff coming at him, like horn section. I'm singing 4 different parts. My daughter's singing 2-3 different parts. Raquel's singing 2-3. Different parts, 3-4, no matter, you know, depending on the song. So that's a lot of tracks coming at you. So he had to figure out what's going to go where, because you're competing with horns. Vocals competing with horns, so he had to do probably a lot of panning and, okay, we're going to have him over there, her, you know.
Wow.
So you have to listen to this with headphones.
Now, Jab Boogie, you're also going to be down in Chicago at the Wild Hair and Singing Armadillo Frog Sanctuary on March 25th. The Wild Hair and Singing Armadillo Frog Sanctuary. What is that?
And you have 20 seconds.
It's crazy. I mean, the Wild Hair is a tradition down in Chicago. They were at a different, they were in Wrigleyville. Now they're in a different hood, and I don't remember where it's at. But that's been going on for years. I think like a couple decades.
Where do we find more information about you online?
You can go to, I think it's jaboogie.org.
And get that free download, or not free, but it is a download on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
Pay the artist. And it's super easy. But the songs are great, Ja.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Appreciate it. Appreciate
on another
it.
Chapter of your musical career.
Exactly.
It's exactly. Great. It's great. Let's hear some brand new music once again from Ja Boogie. The title track is called Spiritual Work. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.